Beast OCR proudly presents BeastNet Podcast, sponsored in part by GH Under's Performance Base Layers and supported by the OCR community. Here we discuss all things OCR related. Welcome to BeastNet.
Grays Harbor Unders makes the performance-based layer clothing you want and need. Whether you work, hunt, hike, fish, run, or ride in the great outdoors, if you work up a sweat, Grays Harbor Unders are for you because their unique dual-layer fabric removes moisture from your body and keeps your skin dry, even when the outer layer is completely wet. It's a base layer like no other. Get you some at ghunders.com. That's ghunders.com for the best performance-based layer you'll ever wear.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike here with BeastNet, and this week I got Richard Park from Hawaii with us. So how are you doing, Richard?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Right on. So tell us a little bit about you. I mean, I know I met you in Hawaii last year during the hurricane. So, right. Tell us a little bit about you.
I'm a financial advisor by day and a Spartan warrior on the weekend. I started the Spartan Ohana. I found out about Spartan a few years ago, December 2016. I wanted to get into shape, and I saw the Spartan actually on TV while I was out at a bar, which is kind of funny. I wasn't drinking. Yeah. I already quit drinking, but I never saw a Spartan before, and I saw this father and son doing I think it was a sprint together. Son's probably about 14, and that really struck my interest. I thought I could kind of have a goal to get in shape. You know, you kind of exercise and train with the intention of trying to get in shape for the Spartan race. And my son is 10. He was 7 at the time, and he loves Ninja Warrior. So I had already made swinging ropes, climbing rope, and a cargo net for him. And he got strong so fast, and daddy couldn't keep up. So I figured I got to get in shape. You know, can't let my son show me up. And that's how this all started. Then ended up wanting to train with others. I saw how, you know, all over, you know, West Coast and all over, actually, they have these big Spartan groups that do group training, and it looks so fun. And in Hawaii, we didn't have anything. So I'm trying to put that together. And that's kind of how the Hawaii Spartan Ohana got started, with that intent.
Yeah. And that's awesome. I mean, and one thing that I'm actually, I signed into Spartan Ohana. I've got the shirt. I love you guys. So, I mean,
yeah, we appreciate the support. Thank you.
Oh yeah, we found you guys last year. Like I said, when we were over there for the Spartan races in August, and of course they all got canceled because of the hurricane. But
yeah,
we kind of found you guys.
I know
a couple people went out to the workouts that you guys had and everything else, and it was just awesome. And I mean, to find that group, and then we're like, you know, when we come back next year, we're signing up as, you know,
that's so
as Ohana. So which I still need to sign up.
Wait for a discount code.
I've got my trifecta I've got my trifecta pass.
Oh, that's awesome.
That bar party. So
that's right. I just have Brian's right. Yet. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, well, get on it. Don't want to sell. I don't think it's going to sell out, though. But yeah, I was so depressed. Oh, my God. You know, I trained all year. So 2017 was my first Spartan race. And I signed up for the Super, and I started training in December of 2016 for the August 2017 Spartan. And I was feeling good about my training. I started talking to friends about it. And they decided that they wanted to try it as well, but they would start with a sprint. You know, they weren't feeling as adventurous, which is fine. Yeah. And so then as time was going on, I thought, well, maybe I'll do both. I'll do the Super and the sprint so I could run and support my friends. And I thought they would be on different days. And turns out it was on the same day. But I was like, okay, I still want to do it. You know, I think the training's going well. And then the thought was, if I can do the 8 to 10 mile Super and 3 to 5 mile sprint with a break, if I train a little more, maybe I can do the Beast before the end of the year. And actually, I was going to go out to Seattle for the Beast out there. And that was in September, I believe, 2017. Mm-hmm. But then I was thinking about it. At the time, I didn't know anybody in Seattle, and airfare, hotel, and race, and just going up there just for the race, it seemed like a, you know, kind of expensive. And I'm over half Chinese. So thinking about saving money, I decided to just go and do the whole trifecta in 1 week and attempt it in Hawaii, because I wanted all the pretty metals from Hawaii, and I wanted the trifecta. So yeah, then I trained after that. I survived, and I thought, okay, the next step would be the ultra and then the super and sprint for the next trifecta weekend. And so that's what I was training for all year, and to have it canceled. And boy, I was really moping around the house. And I mean, everybody, you know, I feel bad for you folks flying all the way to Hawaii, spent all that money. I had friends telling me that they weren't able to cancel, the airlines weren't letting them cancel. And, you know, it's just crazy. So
it was,
I mean, but I was, yeah, go ahead.
It was one of those things for me, and me and my wife, we were sitting there, and we had a lot of friends that were like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you can't race and you're there. And I'm like, but I'm still in Hawaii.
That's true.
Just basically made a vacation out of it. You know, we're like, okay, we're still in Hawaii. Let's have some fun. I mean, there was a bunch of stuff excursions that we were going to do that got canceled because of the hurricane. But I mean, you were there, and you know, it wasn't as bad as they made it.
It wasn't that bad.
Especially not for for Oahu.
Right.
Some of the other islands
got it
worse, but Oahu, it wasn't so bad. And I mean, we had so many people that were freaking out because the news media, they were blowing it completely out of proportion. They were just saying it was so bad. And they're like, all the stores are out of food and all that. And I'm like, my friends are like telling me this. And I'm like, I'm at Safeway. Do you want me to pick up some donuts? I mean, there's food here.
Yeah.
There's plenty of food.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, I don't know what you're all talking about. So it was interesting. It was a fun trip.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So and I'll be back
this year. That's awesome. Yeah. So I was busy moping around.
And,
40.
This is my fourth year. This will be my fourth
year.
In a row.
That is so awesome. Yeah. Oh my God, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's a great excuse.
And
man,
I'm just mad
away.
I didn't meet you till the third one.
So, well, while this is all happening, I think we found out about Wednesday that Saturday would be canceled. So I was moping around thinking, well, that's the ultra. And that was the main one I wanted to try. You know, I trained so hard all year, and we only have the one Spartan race, you know, the whole year.
Yeah.
So I have to wait for the following year or go somewhere else. And, you know, like you folks know, the cost of the travel and getting away from work and family, it's, you know, it's very challenging. So. But my friend Jason, my training partner, you know, he was like, well, why don't we just do something at his house? You know, that's what we've been doing, the group trainings. Let's just set something up. He goes, I'm going to set it up. And, you know, I don't care if it's pouring, the weather's horrible, I'm going to do it. And if you don't show up, I'm going to have to go through it twice. So you better show up. And I'm like, I don't know, you know, I'm just moping around. He goes, well, why don't you invite some people? I said, dude, there's so many people that's probably looking for something to do. If we have this, there'll probably be 100 people show up. He goes, that's fine. I said, are you sure? I said, you know, they can probably use the bathroom and stuff in your place. And he said, yeah, it's fine. And we posted it, and we had about 100 people show up. So it was very amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I actually think it was a better experience having that. You know, I mean, it was unfortunate Spartan got canceled, but I got to meet so many amazing people, you know, and build these relationships that, at a Spartan race, everybody's doing their thing, and you will pass each other, never getting to meet. So this event, I really, you know, having that event, I really got to, you know, talk and get to know a lot of people and put faces to the names on the, you know, on the Facebook. And so in hindsight, it ended up being absolutely, absolutely amazing and super fun. So, but yeah, no more hurricanes, please.
Awesome. No more hurricanes.
Yeah.
Well, and what was funny, too, is I had so many people telling me, they're like, why would they plant it in the middle of hurricane season? I'm like, there hasn't been a hurricane that actually touched land in Hawaii in 20 years. So no one expected it to happen. But if it was a yearly thing, okay, I would be like, okay, guys, this is some pretty screwed up planning.
It was crazy.
Oh, it was. But. You know, and I love Hawaii. I love the view. I mean, my wife is convinced that when our son graduates from high school in 2 years, that we're moving to Hawaii. So
awesome.
I don't know how I'm going to afford that, but I might need your help as a financial planner. But So
I'll do my best.
But no, she's one of the, she loves it there. I mean, every time. And it's kind of one of those things. We went for our honeymoon, you know, 18 years ago.
Wow.
And then,
nice.
You know, we hadn't been back. And then it was like our 15th wedding anniversary, and my wife in like 2016. My wife's like, you know, we could go to Hawaii for our honeymoon. And I'm like, I don't know. I really don't know, you know, like not honeymoon, but like our 15th wedding anniversary. And I'm like, I don't know. She's like, it's the same weekend as Spartan. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's go.
Yeah.
Buy those tickets. Yes. So it was like, I'm like, yeah, let's do this. So, and that's the whole reason we went, was it was supposed to be our, you know, our 15th wedding anniversary, and we renewed our vows and all that fun stuff. But it was so that I could do the Spartan race.
Awesome. Yeah.
But
that's awesome. That's exactly what I want to do too. Travel and, you know, for a Spartan race.
Yeah. And then it was eight or nine weeks before the race. I crushed my left foot.
Oh no.
I still went, and there's pictures, and I'm still remembered. People will see me and go, you were the guy in the boot in Hawaii. And I'm like, yes. And I went for it.
Oh my God.
And I still went wearing a full boot. And
hardcore.
In 16, it rained in 16. Like really rained.
I remember seeing the videos. It was very muddy.
Yeah.
That's right.
So those hills. So imagine going up those hills, you know, during the beach.
Oh my God.
With that rain. It was brutal, especially with my foot in a boot. I ended up, I DNF'd the beast because I couldn't move fast enough. You know, trying to move in that rain with my boot, it just wasn't working. And then I did finish the super, but when I got back, my doctor saw the boot and he's like, what did you do? Like, I asked you if I could do the Spartan. He's like, yeah, I guess I told you, as long as you walked and you didn't land on that foot, but you're going to need a new boot because that one's destroyed. I'm like, yeah, probably. Because it was an air boot.
That's
it was like
story.
The air pocket was full of water and mud, and I mean, it was destroyed. It was
classic.
So I've got pictures. Like, when I finished the race, I literally put the boot, the cane that I got that some lady gave me within the first mile of the beast. She's like, here, you need this more than I do, and handed me this cane. Or like it's a walking stick, basically. The metal, and I hung them up in our hotel because we had a condo in Waikiki at the Royal Kahio. And I put them all together, hung the medal on it, and took a picture and said, there you go. That's what I did. And it's just like, yeah. And then I did do it again in 17, but I only did the beast and the super. And last year was supposed to be the year I was going for all. I was going to get all three. And then all of a sudden, you know, hurricane, nope. So it's like, well, I guess I got to go back and try one more time. But this time we're going for 2 weeks. We're going to be there a week before the races. And then a week after. So, but my wife's mom has the condo at Royal Kahio that we stay at.
Uh-huh.
So we're right downtown Waikiki. So,
yeah. Right in the heart of everything, all the action.
Oh, yeah. It is. But I'll be honest. I agree with most of the other people. I would rather be up on the North Shore.
It is. It's beautiful out there. As long as you don't have to drive into town, that's the hard part. If you could live and work out there and not have to fight the traffic, it's one road in, one road out, then it's beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely.
But see, and when we were staying there, I couldn't see traffic being as bad. I live in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And, I live in Puyallup, which is 30 miles south of Seattle. It's the 30 miles, right? Just 30 miles. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
Just about every morning, how long do you think that takes to drive?
I don't know. Hour?
Hour and a half?
2 hours. That's horrible. Oh, no.
See? So being on the North Shore and driving into town, I'm sure I would have no problem with traffic. I'd be like, this is nothing.
Yeah.
It's all perspective.
In Hawaii. It is. In Hawaii, we're so spoiled. If anything takes us longer than half an hour to get there, it's far.
So, half an hour here.
Spoiled.
I mean,
spoiled.
In certain parts of Seattle, half an hour is like waiting to get to the light.
Oh my gosh!
To like the intersection
Torture.
Just to go through a light. So it's, yeah, I do everything I can to actually, I have an office in Seattle and I do everything I can to like never go there. So I do, I'm a safety professional for construction companies. And so I drive around to construction companies and walk their job sites and make sure they do inspections to make sure they're being safe. So I do everything I can to stay out of Seattle. So it's like, nope. And if I have to go to Seattle, I plan it so I go like in the middle of the day when traffic isn't too bad.
Right. So, right. Awesome.
Yeah. So what other races have you, you've traveled to the mainland. Have you traveled to the mainland for races?
Yeah, just one only. I went to Florida and I did the Bone Frog event, which was really fun. I tried the endurance one. It was a 6 mile loop and then as many 3 mile loops as you can go within an 8 hour time frame. And in Florida, apparently there's kind of a lot of sand there, and I saw people cramping pretty early on, and I was like, oh, that kind of sucks. And I was hydrating. I had my hydration and everything. Towards the end of the first 6 mile loop, I was cramping pretty bad in both calves and almost didn't even complete a couple obstacles due to the cramping, but made it. And I'm like, boy, I got to at least do a couple of 3 mile loops, you know, make it worth my while. And so I made it through 2 3 mile loops, so a total of 12 miles. And it was fun. The obstacles, I think, weren't as difficult as the Spartan obstacles, but there were quite a bit. I think there were probably close to 30 obstacles in the 3 mile loop. So towards the end, there was even this pull up bar, and for each Navy SEAL who had passed away, you say their name and you do a pull-up, and there's 7 of them there. I'm not sure exactly, you know, how they were chosen, but those 7, you say their names, there's 7. So the first loop, I just did the 7 pull-ups. By the second and third loop, I was doing 2 sets of 2 and sets of 1, and then take a break and 1 more, then take a break, you know. So it was it was different. You know, my upper body and was dying as well as my legs were cramping, but it was really fun to go somewhere and run a race and meet different people, you know, so I want to definitely do more of that. That was fun. Yeah.
Definitely. And I could see that. I mean, that was one thing, like me and my wife, the very first time I traveled for a race was to Vegas, which, you know, for us, the Vegas is not too bad, but it was literally, we flew in Friday night. The race venue actually isn't in Vegas. It's an hour and a half outside of Vegas.
Oh.
So we flew in Friday night. Saturday morning, we got up, drove out to the venue, ran the race, and then we had to turn around basically as soon as I finished, turned around, drove straight back, went to the hotel, took a shower, grabbed all of our stuff, went straight back to the airport and flew home.
No
way. We weren't even we weren't even gone for more than 24 hours. And it was
crazy. Okay. That's crazy.
And as soon as we finished, we're like, I never want to do that again. And my wife's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, that was insane. We less than 24 hours. We went to Vegas, which we should have stayed in Vegas, had a little bit of fun. I did a race, and 24 hours later, we're back home. And I'm like, I don't want to do that again. And then that's when we made the decision that if we decide we're going to travel for a race, we're going to make a vacation out of it.
Yes, you know,
it's going to be. Absolutely. I'm going to go there, and we're going to stay either a couple of days before or a couple of days after. So.
Right.
Yeah. And that's one thing I found in Hawaii is it's a balance, because everyone's like, well, you don't want to stay too long after because you're going to be worn out from the races, you know? And it's like, yeah, but if you don't get there early, you can't acclimate, because we're so used to Washington weather that it's so humid and warm over there.
Humid.
The very first year, I was dehydrating almost immediately.
Yep.
If it hadn't started raining, I would have been toast. The rain actually took the humidity out of the air and cooled me down where I wasn't dehydrating and overheating. Right. So it's like, that's why this year we're like, we're going to take a week before. And then after the races, we're going to take a week after so we can relax. And, you know, you don't want to, because you don't want to drink before the race. So, you know, you don't want to have, you want to drink water, but you don't want to drink alcohol, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I like to drink when
dehydrate
I can.
Yourself more.
So it's, you know, it's, that was like Vegas. I went to Vegas this year and I didn't drink from Monday until Sunday after the races. And actually, it wasn't even then. Wow. I didn't have a drink until Monday. I waited till after the races, which, you know, it sounds like I'm making it sound like it's horrible, but no, it was just in my head. I'm like, okay, no matter what I'm doing, I need to make sure I'm drinking water. I'm not doing anything to dehydrate myself for that week before the race, you know?
Right, right, right.
And then
that's some dedication.
You know, I'm not making it sound like I'm an alcoholic and I have to drink, but yeah, so. But we also, when we go, we stay in, before the race, we stay in St. George, Utah, because it's actually closer to the venue than Vegas.
Huh.
So we'll stay in St.
That's
George.
That's interesting.
Because it's only, because it's only 25 minutes from the venue. And then after, then usually what we'll do is after the race on Sunday, we'll stay till Monday morning. And then Monday morning, we drive to Vegas. And then we stay in Vegas for like 3 days. So it's kind of
awesome.
We found ways to make it so it's a vacation, but also I can make sure that I'm not, you know, dehydrating myself or doing anything I shouldn't be because we're traveling. So it's kind of
right, and that's why I like Hawaii.
So
you can do your best at the race.
Yeah.
Nice. So yeah.
We have a condo, so I can buy. We'll go buy food, and then you know that we can cook for a few days too, so we're not constantly going and eating out every day.
You know, right.
We have found the places we have to eat at. I mean, you can't not go to Giovanni's. You have to go to Giovanni's at least once during that week.
My favorite is actually Romy's, FYI. So it's
Romy's. I don't
crowded. It's near. Yeah. So they're all one F. So Giovanni, if you're going through Kahuku more towards the North Shore, it's Giovanni's, then Romy's, then Fumi's. So Giovanni's is the white truck. Romy's is this red next. It's like a red house, and the lines get kind of long.
I saw that one.
Yeah, it usually takes about an hour. Yeah. What is that?
So it's usually like if you're leaving Giovanni's and you're driving along the you know, whatever. Was that the King Kamehameha?
Yeah.
Romy's is right there on the right.
Yeah.
And then I think it's just past Romy's. Isn't there like the little shake
the
place
blue and
that
Fumi's.
Has the yeah. Yeah, see? I know what you're talking about. Everyone that's listening is like, I have no idea what they're talking about. But, yeah. we've gone,
well,
like,
if you
we drive all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would recommend. It gets crowded. I think it's more crowded than Giovanni's. And Fumi's is always not crowded. Giovanni's, the garlic is really strong. I think Romy's, it still has a good flavor, but not as strong and not as soaking in the butter. But if you go early enough, they actually have these prawns that are 2 to 3 times the size of the shrimp, and they're sweet, and so that's my favorite. Yeah.
Oh, so, now
you might want to check that out.
Romy's. Yeah. I'm going to check out Romy's next time. But I'm like, what's the other?
Yeah.
There was a really nice little restaurant that was across the street from the Royal Kehoe that we used to go all the time. That was, I can't remember what it was called, but it was amazing, and they're gone. When we were there this last year, they were gone. And I was so upset.
No.
Now it's like, I think the lava tube is there now or something. They had good drinks at the lava tube, though. But but yeah, it was like, that's where we go for breakfast. They had the best, you know, breakfast. So, and that's the one thing I found, too, is you find the nice little, there's the touristy, you know, restaurants. But I like the nice little, like, you know.
Yeah, the hole in the wall, local spot.
The hole in the wall, local spots that are so good.
Yeah.
I know there was some bakery, too, that we had to go to, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was, I think, out of North Shore.
Leonard's Bakery with the malasadas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I can't wait to go back. Like I said, I love it there. I mean, I love the, you know, everyone's got to go to Hanama Bay. I really didn't like Hanama Bay. I like the other one. I can't remember what it's like. Oh, what's it called?
Oh, why?
Because Hanama Bay was
Japan.
No, it's like up on the North Shore, and it's the snorkeling area that has all the, and there's the reef that actually comes up out of the water.
Shark's Cove.
Shark's Cove. There you go. That,
yeah,
that one. I like that one. So.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
So, no, we're going to have to make sure this year when I get there, we're going to have to go out one night and had some fun and all that stuff. And it's traveling for Spartan races. And if you ever decide to come to the Seattle race, you know you've got me, Serena, all of us would help you and take you out. And we show you the the wonderfulness that's Washington. We love it here. Seattle's amazing, but it's not as nice and warm as Hawaii. So, yeah.
I've been to Seattle a couple of times for business trips. We had trainings, and the first day I went, it was absolutely beautiful. I think it was fall. You know, the colors were so beautiful. It was clear. I was like, man, you know, I heard it rains a lot in Seattle. You know, this is beautiful. And then from the next day, for the next 4 days, it was nice little mist rain the whole time. So,
and see, that's the thing. Like a lot of people don't realize it does rain a lot in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we have different rain than other people. Like the West Coast and the rain, like I've dealt with in Hawaii, it's like downpour.
Mm. Yeah, right.
If we had that kind of rain all the time, we would be like, this would be Atlantis. We get the rain like you're talking about. The drizzle.
Yeah.
It's raining, but it's really not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a drizzle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people say, in Seattle, we have 40 words for rain. So, it's just, yeah. I mean, I remember being in North Carolina. And being in a, like, mm-hmm. getting out of the car, walking into a Subway, and it started to rain. Me and my friend at the time, we ordered, you know, a sub, and they made our sub, everything like that. We turned around to walk out to the car, and there was 6 inches of standing water in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I've never seen that. And they're like, oh, that's normal here. Wait about 15 minutes, it'll all go away. I'm like, see, that's why you guys think about rain. We don't get that kind of rain in Seattle.
I would definitely love to visit you guys out there. That ghost, what was it? Ghost something?
Oh,
that endurance
ghost
event. That looks super fun. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I will tell you, you want to come out to Ghost next year? I will make sure you get a free entry. I'll make sure you don't have to pay for it.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. I'd love to. So I also, So after the 2017 Spartan race, I found out about the hurricane heat. So Spartan hurricane heat, you know, the 4 to 6 hour, 12 hour, 24 in the Gogi. And so that's next on my to-do list as well. So one of my friends found GORUCK, which is, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. It's the military-based endurance type, I think similar to the Ghost event. And
my
friend said, well, it'd be good training. Yeah. So they said it'd be good training for the Spartan Hurricane Heats if you do these GORUCK events. So I did my first one in December of 2017, and about 2 or 3 hours in, I was evaluating my life choices and wondering why I spent so much money to go through this pain and suffering. But somehow it got better as the 10 to 12 hour event went on. And towards the end, I was actually in pretty good shape, shockingly. And so, I mean, I was sore, but, you know, I survived. And, you know, just thinking about, wow, that was pretty amazing. I mean, what else can I do? I'm going to be 48 this year. Actually, this month, I'm going to be 48 years old. And so, can this 48-year-old body? So what else, you know, what else can I do? And so, this coming Spartan, I signed up for the Hurricane E 12-hour, the Ultra, and the Super and Sprint. So I am definitely going to push myself and put myself to the test to see how far we can go. But that Ghost looks amazing. You know, all these GORUCK, I'd love to travel, you know, even Japan. They have different GORUCK events and Spartan events. I definitely, you know, that's on the list. I'm definitely going to Tahoe this year. I'm trying to plan a Japan trip around the Spartan race, but it's only a sprint and in June, and I don't think the timing is going to work out. So, but looking at Greece, which would be amazing.
Oh, that would be. If you're going to go to Tahoe, message me after this and let me know. Because if you're looking for a room, I know somebody usually gets a house and usually has a couple spots open. So if you're looking to save a little money on
Sounds
moving
good.
Board. So
I think I might be good, but thanks. Jono goes up every year and he says he has a, they're splitting a room and I think it would be pretty inexpensive, but I haven't heard anything. So definitely we'll let you know. Thanks. Appreciate it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. All right. Anytime. But yeah, if you decide to come up here for the ghost, let me know, and I will make sure you get an entry, that you get in for free.
Yeah, that looks fun. So. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to have to take you up on that. Then we'll check that out. Yeah.
Yeah. So what other races do you have planned? Do you have anything else planned? I know you're talking about Go Ruck, which if you're on the Beast page, there is, I believe we have a group that does Go Rucks that might be able to, you know, hook up with you and do some of those if you want. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So I do have the 75th anniversary of the D-Day on May 31st mm-hmm. and June 1st. So I'm doing the Tough and Light. So it's a 10 to 12 hour event followed by the 4 to 6 hour event. You have a few hours in between. So I'm doing that. And of course, I do trail runs along the way. But unfortunately, we don't really have any other obstacle course races in Hawaii besides the Spartan. And we have a small one in December that's called the Makahiki Challenge. It's a 5K and it's fun and it's pretty, the level is not as difficult as Spartan. So, you know, anybody can come out and enjoy. There's no burpee penalties, all that. So we always run as a group and we just have a good time. So that's a fun one. But that's another reason I'm trying to build this Hawaii Spartan Ohana. If we can get a bigger following of people who like obstacle course races, maybe we can get Tough Mudder here, or Savage Race, or one of those. I don't know. There's so many now. You know, I want them to come to Hawaii. I don't think we have the numbers. Yeah, I don't think we have the numbers without people traveling. You know, the Spartan race, we have people coming from all over the world and the U.S. mainland. So, you know, we can fill the event, but I don't know that we have the numbers. And I think more people would be interested in obstacle course racing, or, you know, it's fun. It's different. You know, people don't want to just go to the gym and lift weights or just run. And so it's something different. You're training with a goal in mind. You know, people lift weights for what? So I can look better. Okay. You know, and then what? You know, so now it's like you're training with a purpose. And of course, you're still going to get in shape and lose weight or, you know, and you'll have fun in the meantime. It's almost like you're not working out. So I think more people would do it if they just kind of learned about it. So that's my another goal of mine is we don't have a Spartan Ninja Warrior type gym in Hawaii. And I think one of the main reasons is the cost of rent is ridiculous. I met a guy who has a ninja gym in Chicago. I mean, it's amazing. And he pays 4 times less than what we pay per month, and he pays that per year. So crazy to think. Yeah. So he's looking at the prices, and so the rent for a small, and there's not much available, but there's like a 5,000 square foot warehouse. It's probably about $9,000 to $10,000 a month for rent. You know, so you're looking at about $100,000 to $120,000 a year for that space. Just rent, you know, not counting anything else. So it's, and right now I don't think we have the numbers to support it. But I really think if we put that together, you know, people would come just to play, you know, kind of like a just drop in and, you know, a couple hours play. Mm-hmm. And you know, we'd have other people that come to train as well. So, but that's something that I'm still, it's a big focus of mine that I want to do within the next couple of years. I think sooner the better, you know, so. I have some people who would help support financially, but I don't want to start it if there's no chance of success. You know, I don't want to just start it, do it for 2 years and we lose the money. So, yeah. So that's something I'm kind of, I've been researching and looking into, but that's another goal of mine, you know, want to try to, build this. Yeah.
I'd say one thing I think you could almost do over there in Hawaii would be, I would think in Hawaii, you would almost be able to more so than over here. Is set up, you know, maybe start if you could get a piece of property without a building, you know, out in the middle, wherever, and just start with an outdoor one, then later on as you build, you know, put a building or whatever. But just, you know, I mean, out here that wouldn't be great because, you know, it becomes winter months and nobody wants to go play in the snow.
Right.
So
that's right. Yeah, definitely. Outdoor would be fine. I mean, just protecting from the elements, you know, but the main, you know, the salt in the air, but my main concern with an outdoor is people would just be playing on it, you know, when we're not there and, you know, and maybe get hurt. And, you know, so that's kind of another thing. But I mean, just the land, I think the majority of the, when you're buying property, like the house is worth maybe 20% of the value, 80% is the land. So, but yeah, and you know, Hawaii people, they don't want to drive more than half an hour. So you can't be too far away.
Yeah, it can't be too far away. So,
yeah,
you know.
But no, yeah. So definitely looking at the options. Actually, there, I just was speaking with a realtor. They have these plots of land that they don't want developed, you know, much. Mm-hmm. And so he was thinking that putting like a warehouse on it, you know, to house the equipment, you know, like a gym, and then outdoor we could run around. He said he think that might work. So looking into that currently. So.
That'd be cool. I mean, you really wouldn't even have to put a full warehouse. I mean, you could put like a pool building.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You know, it's just something. Yeah.
A small pool building on it, which usually, I mean, I don't know how it is over there because getting supplies is a little different because you have to ship everything. But over here, pool buildings aren't that bad. I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot cheaper than a full building, but like a pool building might be a decent sized pool building, you know, and have some outdoor obstacles, and I'd come play every time I was there. So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, we're definitely starting to outgrow the garage. Hawaii, right? You know, we have people who are interested in the Spartan, but they don't start training till like maybe a month and a half or 2 months before the event. So, you know, we're offering right now. We offer free training at my garage in Kailua, which I have. I have the metal pipe that's 10 foot, but we put baseballs if we want a multi-rig. I have rings. I have the monkey bars, a short rope climb. The rings we can switch out to the different type of ball grips or cones or nunchuck grips. I also have the doorknob style grips that you can put the pegs in. Pegboard, cliffhanger. I made the spears for the spear throw and the target. We have a couple of, we have 376 pound tire and a 200 pound tire for tire flips, sled drag,
so you
know,
quite
Atlas
a bit.
Stones. Yeah, so we got quite a bit. And, you know, so people come and we do some circuits and we have a good time. But, you know, people don't really train all year round, you know, for the Spartans.
Yeah.
So right now we set it up and we have like four or five of us, you know.
Yeah, but I think it's one of those things if you got like, if you had a business, you got to know, and you might get more people. So it's one of those.
Yeah, I agree.
You never know. And I mean, it's because that's one thing, you know, and it sounds, we don't have as much of an issue as you do, but we've been having an issue getting a lot of the other races up here. Like Bone Frog doesn't come up here, you know, we're just now getting, you know, Green Beret Challenge for the first time is going to come here this year. You know, we just don't get them up here, and it surprises me. And part of the thing that bugs me a little bit up here, there's more hills in Hawaii in the Hawaii Beast than there is in the Seattle Beast.
Yeah,
and I'm like, we have two mountain ranges in our state, and it's the flattest beast I've ever done.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and it's the flattest. It's just flat. I mean, where they do it, it's a flat spot, and it's just like, oh, so. You know, and that's the one that kills me. Everyone, every time I talk about Hawaii, they're like, oh, Hawaii must be a flat one. No, not at all.
Nope.
Nope. And like, you start getting up in those hills, and they're slipping and sliding, and you're pulling yourself up, and you're like, I'm in hell. I'm pretty sure I've died. And then you come around a corner, and then you get that view. The view of beautiful, and you're like, I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
I'm dying, I've gone to heaven.
Yeah.
I didn't think heaven was going to be this painful, but I'm there. So.
Yeah. That was something. So my friend I was training with, she's a Russian girl, she's done an ultra and a beast in the same day, and then the next day super and two sprints. So she's crazy. And I was training with her before my first Spartan, and so that was another reason I was inspired to do the whole trifecta. But she was telling me, if I asked her, I signed up for the Super and Sprint, and I was debating on adding on the Beast, but feeling like that might be a little out of my, you know, range. And so I asked her, in her opinion, did she think I would be able to complete it? Was oh no 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 just the beast. I was gonna just yeah, just
okay.
That was just the 2017 trip.
The girl that did the Ultra
oh, yeah.
and the beast in the Jay. You're gonna ask her. She's gonna be like, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of what she said. But so she gave good advice though. She said, you know, if you're gonna hate yourself and be like, why the heck did I do this to myself? Then I wouldn't recommend doing it. But, you know, if you just go at your pace and enjoy, look around, you know, and enjoy, yeah, definitely you can do it. So
yeah.
I did. Well, I started cramping during the beast, you know, but yeah, I definitely took time to enjoy the view and look around. And yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful.
And that's kind of the fun of it in some of them. I mean, I remember it's 16 when I did the beast for the first, I did the super. We actually, one of our friends that were with us got mad at us and started yelling at us because we jumped off the course and ran over to the Jurassic Park sign to get pictures. He's like, you're in the middle of a Spartan race. I'm like, that's the Jurassic Park sign. I don't know if I'm ever going to see this again. I'm going to get pictures.
Yeah.
And then the next year it wasn't there. So
yeah. Right.
I'm glad I got the pictures in 16.
Yep. So she said that when she was running her first Spartan race, she was just trying to go as fast as she can. And she kind of regretted it because she really didn't look around and, you know, didn't really enjoy.
Yeah.
And sometimes that happens to me as well. You know, we're doing a trail run at Kualoa Ranch, the same place they have the Spartan race. And, you know, I always try to, you know, go as fast as I can, you know, and within my, you know, what I can do. And I saw some pictures after, and they had taken pictures by this the crashed helicopter from the Kong Skull Island, you know, and I hadn't seen it. So I said, where'd you take that picture? And they said, it was right next to the bunker. I'm like, what bunker? So, like,
this
why
one by the
bunker.
I remember the bunker. I don't remember
yeah,
a helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's yeah. Bunker. So then we did another trail run later. Later in the year at Kualoa again. And then I'm like, oh, there it is. So I made it a point to look for it. But I think a lot of people, when they go through it, you know, they just have their head down and they're just in their head and they're going. And yeah, they don't really take the time. I mean, I'm not elite. You know, of course, the elites are just going to try to go as fast as they can.
Yeah.
And of course, you want to push yourself. But, you know, I think part of the experience is enjoying it, you know, looking around, enjoying the view. Like
it
you're
is.
Saying, you're up on the top of a mountain. And the view is beautiful, you know, so enjoy it while you're there as well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that was the one thing that I did. I found Hawaii was the best. It's just to enjoy the view and have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of the same thing. We had some people that we did it with in 17. And I've got pictures with one of the skulls from Skull Island, from Kong Skull Island.
No, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And the big skull. And someone's like, where did you see that? And I'm like, it was right around one of the corners. It was just sitting there. Like the year before, there was a Triceratops, you know, skull there. Now this year, it's a freaking skull, you know, Kong skull. But, you know, and I'm like, they're like, I didn't see that. It's like you kind of had to, one of the spots you came around a corner, you almost had to turn around to see it. So, and I turned around to like say something to someone that was with us. And I'm like, ooh, what's that?
You know. Yeah.
So, and that's the cool part about Kualoa is that they film movies there. Every time I'm watching like Hawaii 5-0, I'm like, I think I've been there. So
yeah.
I'm like, I think I've been there. There was one day we're watching it. We're pointing out to our kid. We're like, see that Starbucks in the back? They're standing on the corner of where our condo is.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, it's like our condo's on that corner.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's the thing I tell. There's a lot of people who've never run a Spartan race that we've been meeting because it's only once a year. And so you know, I have friends bringing their friends. And so they're looking for advice. And of course, they're worried. They want to make sure that they do well. And I said, you know what? Just enjoy it. You can go at your pace. You know, of course, push yourself, but just enjoy it. The intention is to have fun.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be a torturous. It is hard. It's not easy. And, but I think you can do it. You just do what you can. You go at your pace. If you got a burpee, do the burpees. Take your time. You know, don't have to kill yourself, and just enjoy. You know,
and see, that's the thing for me. Is I'm one of those ones. I go out and enjoy it. I try and push myself enough so there's at least one part in almost every race where I'm like, why am I doing this? This is
yeah.
But I still, you know, by the end of the race, I'm like, yeah, I'll be doing this. I mean, yeah. I made the mistake, and people who listen to the podcast heard this. The first Spartan I ever did was the Montana Beast in 2015.
Okay.
I decided I didn't do research. Right. I didn't realize there was a difference between a beast, a super, and a sprint. I just saw Spartan race. It sounds cool. Let's do it. So I did the 2015, you know, Montana Beast, and it was a founders race, which they don't do those anymore, but it used to be a founders race. Mm. The founders of Spartan got together and did the race, like planned it and did all that stuff. So it was, I think, mile marker 19, I wanted to punch somebody. I'm like, this is stupid.
19?
Wow. Yeah, they ended up being, I think it was 20 miles, a 20-mile beast. It was brutal.
Wow.
And this was my first like introduction into Spartan.
So, holy cow.
And it was one of those about halfway through, I'm like, I can't do this. This is stupid. And I ran into, at that time, who was the leader of the beast. And he, you know, we started talking and just kind of helped each other through it. And that's how I measure myself in most of the races, is I want to push myself to that point where I'm like, this is stupid. But at the same time, I want to end with that like feeling of accomplishment and be like, I'm doing this again next time, you know? So it's, you got to keep that balance, you know, not everyone's a Richard Killian or anyone like that. I mean, you know,
yeah, that's right.
We just got to go out there, have our fun and run, you know, it's like I tell everyone all the time, run your way, your race.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, as long as you're better than yourself, you're doing good. So,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The only person I'm trying to beat out there is the person I was yesterday. You know?
Yeah.
And I always tell my friends that are slower, because I'm not a fast racer. Everyone knows that. You know, I've gotten bigger after I broke my foot and all that kind of stuff, and been battling some issues, you know, with my weight. And those are my issues, and I know it. But anytime you get out there and race, my thought's always, you beat everybody who didn't start.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. If you are the last person, and I have been the last person crossing the finish line at a Spartan.
Uh-huh.
13 and a half hours on a beat.
Wow.
Because we had two teammates that got hurt, and we just all kind of still stuck together and made sure everyone finished.
Yeah.
13 and a half hours.
Whew.
And all I tell everyone, I beat everybody who didn't start.
Yep,
so,
and that's probably 95% of the people. 95% of the people are sitting home on their couch, you know, not doing nothing, and you're out there. So, absolutely.
And that's what I tell all my friends. And I mean, you know, always get those people like, oh, I'm afraid to do this. I'm not going to be that fast and blah, blah. I'm like, it doesn't matter. You're out there doing it. You're out there trying to better yourself. Well, why do you have to be the fastest person? Why do you have to be the best? You don't. Get out there and do something.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing.
Right.
So, So I'm definitely going to have to come play in your garage when I'm there in August.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. So it's the Spartan Ohana, right? Is that what we call it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hawaii Spartan Ohana. Yep.
Hawaii Spartan Ohana. So, like I said, I'm a member of that team, and I got your two cool T-shirts with the Spartan.
Yeah, thank you.
The Hawaii Spartan canceled. I saw that, and I'm like, that
they canceled due to Hurricane Lane. That's right.
Yep.
That was a crazy undertaking. I mean, I was keeping you guys abreast of what was going on, but Spartan was, I did two big orders of shirts. They split it up into probably 20 different orders. They were sending the wrong size shirts. They were sending T-shirts instead of tank tops. I mean, it was a nightmare. It probably took five months for them to get the shirts to me. And in the end, they were sold out of this, and we don't have this. And we put our orders in right after the race, so they shouldn't have been sold out. My friend was in Atlanta saying that they were selling the shirts on clearance for $15. They're still on the website. You know, so I don't know if they printed more, you know, they're still up on the website, but that was crazy. So
that was a crazy thing.
It turned
thing.
Out
that,
good. Yeah.
But they're the coolest shirts. I mean, I've had so many people like, where did you get that? And I'm like, oh, Spartan, you know, Hawaii Ohana, they made this for us. They did awesome.
Yeah.
In fact, I ran into in Vegas, there was two girls that had the shirts on.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Spartan Ohana, you know, or the Spartan, yeah, you know, canceled. And I'm like, I have that shirt.
Yeah.
And she's like, really? And I'm like, yes. Did you get it from Richard? She's like, yeah, we raced with him over in Hawaii. Yeah. They came there from Hawaii. So, and they were all like, oh,
that's awesome.
Like, holy cow, that's awesome. So,
that's awesome. Yeah, I love it. So my friend, they actually, he prints shirts. So he actually did it very cheap for us, you know, just to help us out. And even with our Ohana shirts, the shirts that we printed, and he does it at a huge discount for us. You know, so everything that I built and got, you know, was out of my pocket. And so he thought, well, if you can, you know, maybe generate some money, then you can at least, you know, help buy stuff, which was really nice. So that's, you know, the proceeds from the shirts and stuff goes to, you know, buy all the new toys and the new walls we're making and everything. So it really does help. So that's great. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I know I just got the bib holders. I just ordered those from you. So I'll have some of those. And
yep. Thank you. I've never used them. They look good. Nice.
I have a friend who has some. She got some, and she supposedly got them for me, but never gave them to me, and she uses them. So I figured I'd order some from you so that I had some, since she never gave me mine. But, but like I said, I've got the...
Does she like them? They're good?
Oh, yeah, she loves them. She thinks they're great because they don't put, like,
oh, good.
You said, it doesn't put holes in your shirt.
Then put holes. Exactly.
So,
yeah,
and that's it. My wife's got a couple pairs of shirts and stuff like that that are ruined because they put, you know, you put the safety pins through them. So,
yeah, right. So, they snag or, you know, they tear. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. We're also making hats, embroidered hats. Yeah.
Oh, are you? That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the sticker on my car. So.
Nice.
I've always, everyone knows I'm Spartan Ohana, and I've got the sticker on the car.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah. It's been amazing to see, you know, everybody's posts. So people that bought our Ohana shirts and they canceled were all over the U.S., even Hungary and Germany. You know, we met them at the Spartan event that we held because of the hurricane, you know, the workout that we held. And so, you know, it's cool to see people posting, you know, in Hungary and, you know, Germany and, you know, the U.S., you know, wearing our Spartan Ohana shirts. It's really awesome. Yeah. Makes me very proud.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, you guys, and I'm kind of wondering to see how many people were going to, you know, you should have an event right before the, you know, the Spartan races. You should do something and get everyone together. I think it'd be pretty cool. So to see you guys.
So, yeah, we were planning a dinner. Yeah, we were planning a dinner the Friday before the event, but it, because the event got canceled and the weather was pretty bad, we canceled the dinner as well. But yeah, I definitely, you know, especially after this past year, how, you know, getting to meet everybody, it's so amazing, all the connections everybody makes. And everybody is, it's like we're all in the same mindset, you know, having fun and, you know, doing the Spartan race. So, you know, everybody gets along really well. So, I really want to build that more. And I don't know if you know, Spartan did a video on me in 2017.
No.
Did you see that video? So
no, I didn't see that video.
If you're interested, it's Spartan Starries Ohana. And it's a 13.5-minute video. So what happened was they found out that I never ran a Spartan race, and I'm doing the whole trifecta, and I'm doing the free group trainings out of my garage and built all kind of stuff. So they liked the story, so they interviewed me, and they followed me around with a couple of cameras, not for the whole race, but they started, and you know, they would catch me on obstacles and, you know, video me and interview me. So it was an amazing experience. You know, I'm running along, they're following me with the cameras, and people are like, are you famous? I said, nope, just a dumb local, didn't know what he was getting himself into. So that kind of shares the whole Ohana story. And, you know, the whole time I was mentioning that, you know, I see the Facebook posts like West Coast Spartan and even your folks, and everybody's so supportive of each other. You know, you can do it, and, you know, techniques. And so that's why I've been trying to do too, is, you know, post different, you know, ways to successfully do these obstacles, how to train, and, you know, just to help everybody. And from what I saw, it had that real family feel, like everybody is so, you know, loving, caring, and supportive, and Hawaii Ohana is family. And so that's why, you know, I mentioned that. So I didn't know that they were going to name the video Spartan Starries Ohana. You know, when I saw that, I mean, I was like, wow, it really, I was like, that was perfect.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
It is.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And everyone knows what Ohana is because of Lilo and Stitch. So,
yeah, that's right.
My wife is a huge Lilo and Stitch fan.
Yeah,
our cat's name
that
is
I
Stitch,
love. That was a great, absolutely great movie.
Yeah, she's a huge Lilo and Stitch fan. So, of course, when she saw the Spartan Ohana, she's like, "I want to be part of that team."
Yeah,
like you won't even run a Spartan race. Okay, I want to be part of that team.
So. Yeah, all is welcome. I just had a flag made with our logo on it.
I saw that.
3x5 flag. So, yeah. So one of the guys, I think he's in the mainland, but originally from Hawaii. He's like, "Oh my God, that looks so nice. I want to come to Hawaii in August for the race and steal the flag." I'm like, "Okay, well, come to Hawaii. You don't have to steal it. We can work something out, I'm sure."
It's going to be a new game.
It's great.
We're going to steal the flag and bring it back to Seattle so that you have to come back and get it.
There you go. So I should give some art credit to Darren Tanaka. So Darren Tanaka, I went to high school with.
Oh, I like him.
He's always been very artistic. He can draw, airbrush, paint. Musically inclined too. You know, we all hated him growing up. But anyway, great guy.
He sounds like he can do everything.
It really can.
He's not good looking too, is he?
Yeah, unfortunately, he is.
Oh, he's got it all.
In the video too. He's in the video as well. Because
I know Darren. He is. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So he wanted to do the sprint, and that was another reason I wanted to do the sprint. But so. I was mentioning that, you know, I wanted to kind of make a logo, and he said, "Yeah, I'll help you with it." And we kind of talked about it, and this was his brainchild, his creation. And I was like, "Man, that's absolutely amazing," you know. So, you know, I really appreciate. So yeah, and he's been getting more into, you know, doing, you know, helping other people with logos and art. So if anybody needs some help, Darren can, you know, Darren Tanaka, you know, shoot me a message and I can hook you up with him, but he puts it in the EPS file, the vector files or a JPEG or whatever's needed. And that's how we made all the stickers and for the flag and for the embroidery for the hats, which we're still working on the design for the final design for that. So we're still trying to get that straight because embroidery is a little different than printing. So, So anyway, just wanted to give him a shout out. Thanks, Darren. You the man.
Yeah, he is. I've met him a couple times. I was trying to remember. I know I met him in Hawaii. And then I think, was he here? He was in Seattle last year.
Yes, he did. That's right. He did. He went out there with Louise and Jason Pollyard to run. So I love that. They were determined to complete their trifecta last year, and they did. You know, they did it. They went to Seattle and Laughlin, and they did it. So that's so awesome.
Yeah, I remember seeing him. I remember seeing Darren here in Seattle,
that's right.
See, and that's the one thing. I was going for 3 trifectas last year.
Wow.
And Hawaii was supposed to be the number 2, and then Seattle would have finished my 3rd. And because of Hawaii, I only got the 2. So, which is
that's
kind of funny. The very first year I did in 15, I got 1. I got it was but the first year I raced, I got one trifecta. 16, I got 2. And then 17, I did get the 3 in 17. 18,
nice.
I got 2. And this year, I'm going for 3 again. So
nice.
Fun.
Yeah. I know. I see all the posts, West Coast Spartan, you guys posting on all the races you guys are going to. And I'm like, I love you guys, but I hate you guys. I'm so jealous. You know?
See, that's what we got to build Hawaii and get some. We got to get more races in Hawaii.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if they had at least one stadium race and then the regular race, I mean, 6 months apart, you know, then we would have something to look forward to. But it's only once a year. It's like, oh, it's so far away.
Yeah, see, they should do a stadium race inside the, you know, the Hawaii.
They should,
you know,
inside Aloha
Stadium.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. So
I've never been actually in the stadium. I've been around the outside of it at the, you know, big
swap meet.
That's what me, yeah.
No, it's definitely not a pretty stadium, and it's quite old, and it definitely needs to have some maintenance and remodeling done. But for Spartan Race, I mean, be fine.
Yeah.
You know,
it'd be fine.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
It would definitely work. Yeah, yeah.
You can have some fun with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So yeah, that's my goal. If we can definitely build up the Hawaii, you know, the Hawaii Ohana bigger, and then show people, yeah, we have a couple thousand people, and you can bring, you know, bring these other obstacle course races to Hawaii.
But yeah, bring the
and
other
then
races.
I think it would even grow. Yeah. It would grow even more on top of that, you know, then more people, hey, what is that, you know, so, yeah.
We definitely need to get some more out there, because, I mean, it's, they're such beautiful places. I mean, really, yeah, I mean, it's beautiful terrain. It's a beautiful place. I mean, Hawaii is gorgeous. There's multiple islands. They don't all have to be on Oahu. You could, you know, they could do them on Maui or what is one of the other islands.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I want to, one of these trips, I want to go to Maui. I haven't been, I was to Maui once when I was like 18 years old.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I want to go back because the seven sacred pools are the coolest thing I've ever been to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I understand the road to Hana. Unless you've actually driven that road, you don't understand.
No, I haven't.
Driven.
Yeah.
You've not driven the road to Hana?
No, I haven't. And So I wanted to, and my friends all like, no, it's so far. I'm like, yeah, so I got
you
outvoted.
Live in Hawaii?
Yeah, never
You've
been
never been to Maui to go up the road to Hana? Oh, the seven sacred pools up there is gorgeous. That makes it worth it. But the road, it is a freaking nightmare. Yeah, we drove up there, and I'm
super
like,
sketchy.
We're going to die.
Yeah. And they don't have gas stations, so you got to make sure you're fueled up before you go out there.
Yep.
So, yeah.
No, it's crazy. All right, so we've been doing this for about an hour, so we should probably wrap this up.
Sounds good.
What do you have anything you want to say to the listeners in closing?
I don't know. Come to Hawaii. come play with us in Hawaii. Yeah.
Right on. Yes, I do. I agree with him on that. Come play. Go play in Hawaii. It's going to be amazing. The Spartan races are in the middle of August sometime. I can't remember the dates.
Yep. I know the Portland
sprint is the weekend before, because me and my son are going to go to Portland, do the sprint on Saturday, and then Monday I'm on a plane to Hawaii. So
nice. That's awesome.
So it's going to be awesome. And I mean, Hawaii is great. It's obviously a beautiful place. There's a whole bunch. I know of at least 15 or so probably beasts that are coming over, who all
That's
have been
awesome.
Told to sign up on the Spartan.
Yep.
You know,
Hawaii Spartan Ohana.
There we go. Why do I have such a problem saying the Hawaii Spartan Ohana? So they've all been told to sign up with you guys. So with us, the Hawaii Spartan Ohana, I'm Ohana. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
So right on. It'll be great. I look forward to seeing you. I will be getting in touch with you as it gets closer, because I do want to come play in your garage before the races. And
absolutely.
I'll probably bring Serena with me. So
that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Sounds great.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you for talking to me, Richard. And I look forward to seeing you in a few months in Hawaii.
Sounds good. Aloha.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast, brought to you by Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear. You can find us on Facebook or at beastocr.com.